makes a switch.
Number 169 of the Sane Asylum. It is an honor to be doing a worldwide simulcast on republicbroadcasting.org and speakfreeradio.com. I'm your host, Giuseppe. It is August 27th, 2023, and it is with nothing but gratitude, but a good deal of sadness, that I must announce that tonight is the final time the great Frederick C. Blackburn, a.k.a. Blackbird 9, is going to co-host. He's got a lot of things going on in the real world, and it's not in his best interest to stay up late on Sunday nights when he has to get up so early Monday. So, Frederick, thank you so much for being an integral part of this show for the last year. In fact, it was literally 51 weeks ago when good old Scorpio abruptly quit all shows and left me at a bit of a lurch, and I reached out to you, and you said, that sounds like fun, and man, we have done 26 excellent shows, and especially I think I really liked the President Tepete alternate reality. That was a good one. And but I can't thank you enough, so welcome. And this is, I wanted to announce it early so we could get you a victory lap, and when people call in, they can I mean, everybody just loves what you do, so it's been an honor, sir.
Oh, greetings, good sir. Happy Sunday, and thank you so much. And wow, it has been a year, and what a fun year it's been. I have really enjoyed doing this. I just regret that I just do not have the bandwidth to continue with it. And but I'm not, you know, disappearing. I'll still be doing the Snack Shack, hopefully.
Which is great, absolutely. And anytime you want to jump back in, let's say you got some time, you're always an open invitation if you just, of course, we're good buddies on Skype, so anytime you got an itch, you can always come and scratch it here. So that's awesome.
I appreciate that, and hopefully my efforts now will pay off come Christmas time. That's a hint as to what we're working on. We're trying to get something ready for a Christmas drop. So
I think I know what that is, but I'm not going to give it away. That's exciting. Yeah. I know you've been working on that a long time.
So we're going to try once again to have a drop before Christmas. So we'll see what happens this year. time for sure, Rocky.
Right. Well, hey, man, I mean, that's a non-trivial initiative that you began a few years ago, and with everything else going on in life, it's amazing you're that close to the finish line. That's really impressive.
Yeah, really hoping to get it out because they're starting to get the test scores of just how badly the children are behind in this education, right. You know, the government system, which is working as designed, which is to totally shut our children down and not educate them at all, but turn them into like little open air insane asylums over there. But anyway, you know, and so we're hoping that, you know, using this games to teach various things, that this will have a niche there, and all these people, especially people that are homeschooling, that want something to add on to their curriculum, you know. So that's what we're really hoping for. And you know, for people who don't know me, you know, also used to do course development. And of course, Atma was, you know, a licensed, you know, teacher for 32 years here in the county. And so she has just, you know, she's a hardcore gamer. Oh my gosh, I created a monster when I introduced her to Diablo 2.
That's hilarious.
We used for training here, and her brother was, and she used to play like original D&D, right? Back when it first came out in the 70s, you know, they have their still their official in the box mint condition of the first D&D. So, you know, the idea of, you know, putting out a game about games as a supplement to education, you know, hopefully we'll sell a few buckets of rocks. And that's the other aspect, is we're marketing it as a bucket of rocks.
Awesome. That I'll be buying a copy, and I'll pass the word along for sure. So Frederick, there's been a lot of utterly, it all ties together when you look at these globalist satanic parasites and, you know, the synagogue of Satan, the whatever these secret societies are called now. You know, yeah, they have their front organization, but clearly they're the marionettes. There's some button pushers behind, but there's three events this week that all tie together just as how soullessly despicable and evil these subhumans are. And the first is the latest news. Have you seen, I don't have a clip for this, we'll just talk about it, that supposedly the latest official people are getting freedom of information Department of Redundancy Department is about Obama's deceased chef, right? And the weirdest thing is the official report doesn't jibe with what other official reports are saying, right? So supposedly he died because he couldn't swim, but we saw a video of him. He's a pretty proficient swimmer. And supposedly the people who arrived saw the body. There was blunt force trauma to the back of the left ear, behind the ear. I mean, that'll take somebody down really quick. And then the weirdest thing that came out this week is that he was naked when he was found, and his clothes were neatly piled on the shore. And it was only like 3 feet of water, so clearly this dude was doing something very peculiar, and the utterly evil Obamas took care of business. I mean, how else do you interpret this?
One of my favorites is the photo of Obama after they quickly fled the scene. That they were allowed to leave is just amazing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they fled the scene, got out of there, and then Obama shows up a couple of days later on the golf course, but his hand and his face look like a, you know, North Carolina bouncer on a Sunday morning. You know, it's just, it's like he had his hand all bandaged up and, you know, busted up eye and a busted up cheek. And it's like, yeah, that's the kind of, you know, injuries you have a lot of times in lover spats gone wrong, right, in the homosexual community. If you know, it's not all, you know, rainbows and unicorns in that LGBT community. That is some indeed drag out, knockout fights a lot of times. And, you know, so that's, you know, what it looked like there was, you know, he just had a altercation with somebody, and now his chef is dead in 3 feet of water. You know, but curiouser and curiouser. Gee, you sure think it'll affect Big Mike's chance of getting in the office?
Well, I always thought that, I guess you never know because it's all so rigged and corrupt, but I never thought Big Mike had any more than a 0.0001% chance of getting into office anyway, because much of America, other than the woke deranged libtards, despise her, right? I mean, she's not a popular individual. They lie on those polls, but yeah, I can't see how any way that thing could be elected president or installed as president is probably the better way to put it.
I am shocked that you have such little faith in our coders at Dominion Software. I mean, they can do the impossible, Giuseppe. You don't lose faith here.
Yep.
It's like, what do you want the election to be? Yeah, so
it's crazy. Yeah, those two, geez, unreal. They're just, there's no redeeming qualities to those two.
Yeah, it is, like, you know, we were talking last night with Mr. Paul DePete, and it's, you know, Biden is just in free fall, right? It's like, is he going to make it to the election? And if so, are they going to run Kamala by herself? And it's like, there's no way she could handle a ticket by herself. Who else have they got? Of course, Hillary's jumped up now and going, give me more adrenochrome and I can run again. You
know? Right, that's it.
You know, so, you know, what do they have? You know, what, you know, they're, and then, you know, I actually suffered through an hour. Otman and I gave up after an hour of the GOP circus the other night.
Oh, man.
And it was just like, okay, this is the best and brightest this republic has got out there with the GOP party. This is a very sad state of affairs. I mean, did you watch any of that circus?
Oh, no, man. I can't stomach that stuff. I mean, it's just... I saw the lineup. I'm like, what? How could any one of these eight despicable politicians deserve to even get the nomination, let alone run for president? So I was like, they're going to have to do so. Well, I mean, how can they stop the runaway freight train known as Donald J. Trump at this point anyway? I mean,
Well, we're sitting there doing the Mystery Science Theater 3000 version of it. So, you know, we're adding commentary.
Oh, nice. There you go.
Going on, right? But yeah, it was painful. We just gave up after an hour. And then to watch Mockingbird give all the predictable reviews from all the predictable quarters, you know, it's like, oh, right on schedule, you know. Oh, look, the, you know, Indian guy is the conservative number one with a bullet. And it's just like, wow, just like in all those European countries now have, you know, these Indian guys and Pakistani guys for their, you know, main leaders, and everybody's fine with that. You know, it's like, okay, so here we go again. The Kalergi plan in full swing here in the GOP.
You know, what is it with the Synagogue of Satan types that they are think it must be incredibly amusing to be installing these dark skinned 5'3" curry monkeys that strike me as like dark skinned hobbits, right? They're all about 5'2", 5'3". They have no actual connection to the country they've invaded, right? And yet now you've got that clown in England, you've got another one in Ireland, and now they're pushing hard to have this goof of Vivek Ramalama Ding Dong be the front runner, and he's saying all the right things.
Oh yeah, that's the thing. You know, he's got the script down pat. Yeah. You know. But yeah, please carry on.
Oh man, yeah, we'll leave that. But
to have him and Nikki Haley arguing over who loves Israel more,
you know, that's right.
And the poor old Asa down there with his little American flag and Israeli flag lapel pin. It's like, oh yeah, let's just who can virtue signal to Israel more here at the GOP debates? You know, AIPAC is watching you, right?
So now what's really coming out that is so despicable is we've got another mini Synagogue of Satan human sacrifice on this Lahaina or Lahaina Island. And producer Sam, if you could cue up clip number 7, we'll start with this really a lovely young white girl who's very sharp, and she nails all the coincidences going on with Lahaina, and there's more popping up each day. So let's listen to her very, very lucid analysis.
So it's just a coincidence that the police chief was the same man in charge of the Las Vegas shooting. And it's just a huge coincidence that property owned by millionaires and billionaires like Jeff Bezos, Oprah, and the founder of PayPal remained untouched while the land of the natives burned only a few feet away, literally. And it's just a huge coincidence that the island had the largest system of outdoor sirens in the world, yet they decided not to sound them or alert anybody in any way. And it's just a huge coincidence that they closed all of the schools, sent all of the children home, and turned off the water as soon as the fires started so that people couldn't put them out. And it's just a coincidence that under orders, policemen blockaded the exits, didn't allow anyone to evacuate, and forced them to jump in the water to save their own lives. And it's just a coincidence that the island is set to be the very first to operate on 100% renewable energy. And to do so, they must significantly decrease their CO2 emissions. And it's just a huge coincidence that 1 month prior to the fires, the mayor issued a press release highlighting his commitment to the United Nations 2030 Agenda of Sustainable Development. And it's just a coincidence that Hawaii is the only state to have submitted a voluntary local review, which is a framework and goal set to achieve sustainable development. And it's just a huge coincidence that BlackRock and the United States government are two out of the three largest landowners on the island who have been trying to buy up the land from the natives for the past few decades, who refuse to sell, and both of them are part of the renewable energy agenda. And it's just a huge coincidence that the survivors' homes that are still standing are now being evicted. And it's just a coincidence that the fact checkers saying that all of this is a coincidence are owned by BlackRock. At this point, if you believe that all of these are coincidences, you are the crazy one. Not me. Google is not going to come out and tell you what's going on, and even if they did, a lot of you wouldn't even believe it unless it was from a government or fact-checking website. But guess what? They're not going to tattle on themselves, so you need to think for yourself. We should be absolutely enraged about these fires. We really need to stand up and do something, because things like this are just going to keep happening, because we allow them.
Well, Frederick, that's a very savvy young woman who lucidly and succinctly laid it all out. So your thoughts on what she had to say?
Well, I don't know if you had a chance to catch the Snack Shack last night, but the first hour we had Miss Patricia Aiken on, who actually used to live there. And so she was giving me all of her rundown last night. And it's it's amazing how spot on everything this young lady is saying, Patricia Aiken was saying last night. And it's, you know, it's exactly like we were talking about 2 weeks ago when I was on with, you know, this idea of disaster capitalism. Mm-hmm. And we talked about, you know, the Naomi Klein's book, The Shock Doctrine, that came out in 2007. It's just, yeah, that's right out of this intransigent Marxist mob mentality of, you know, we're moving in, everything here has to go, and we're going to rebuild it back better, you know. And they've just got such a scam worldwide with this. And so, you know, this is just rotten to the core at so many levels. And the, you know, the green agenda is just part of it. The other aspect of this is just, is this another case of Maccabees, Zabatee, and Francus burnt offerings? You know, was this another, you know, ritual sacrifice for this cabal? Because that's sort of what they do. You know, how many of those millions in the Bolshevik Revolution, you know, how many in the Holodomor, how many in the Armenian Genocide, you know, were played out as these bad natural disasters, but the people died nonetheless. You know, they starved them to death, they murdered them outright, but, you know, how much of it was, you know, bad theater, you know, of, you know, we're going to destroy you, but we're going to, you know, pretend like we're the good guys trying to help you, right? You know, we're from the government, we're here to help, right? The scariest things you can ever hear. So, you know, yeah, there's just so much going on with this, and it just gets darker and darker and darker when you start seeing all the players involved in the timelines and the actual weather modules of, you know, where the hurricane was and how much it was affecting everything versus the effects we were seeing. Oh, and the other thing today I saw where they were massively, you know, just working round the clock to put up privacy fencing around the entire area, so you can't, you know, even look from the highway anymore what's going on there.
Right.
So it's just a complete, you know, you can, nothing to see here, go away. And anybody who tried to stop, you immediately had National Guard troops telling them to keep moving. Right. So, yeah, that's some scary times there in disaster capitalism.
No doubt. And the young woman didn't mention, why is it that all the major sacrificial, child sacrificing, child raping, satanic celebrities like Oprah Winfrey and Bezos and all of them, why did they all paint their roofs a bright shade of blue? I mean, what was the, and none of their houses got touched. That was very interesting. And, but the cherry, oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, yeah, the blue roof thing was the part I hadn't heard until last night, and I haven't had a chance to go check it. But, yeah, when you're dealing with, you know, radio frequencies and these kinds of things, you know, there are, you know, tricks to, you know, protect from them. You know, the old tinfoil hat. You know, that actually worked against certain frequencies. So, you know, so I've got to dig some digging in on that. But yeah, that's just so bizarre. The idea of the blue roofs, and then you think of what was the color scheme of Epstein Island. You know, it was all that blue and white. You know, so. The battle flag of the Zionists, you know, that blue.
Right.
You know, yeah. It's like, okay, are they signaling here? What's going on here?
Well, then the cherry on the satanic sundae of this human sacrifice and making the island the first smart island nonsense and being part of these 15, not a 15-minute city, but a 15-minute island or whatever, is Pedo Bylan. And I don't have to say alleged because his daughter, as I keep saying, in her vetted diary admitted again and again her father would come in the shower with her and molest and rape her, and it got so bad that she would only go take a shower at 3:30, 4 in the morning when she was sure her parents were finally deeply asleep. I mean, and this guy was installed as President of the United States, but he is on the steep decline, if he's even alive. I mean, there's so many weird things to all these different pictures. This guy, they don't match up. The ears don't match up. Other things don't match up. But Sam, if you could cue up clip number one, it was unbelievable. Whatever thing was there, was it a malfunctioning clone? Is it the real Biden in like this deep dementia or senile Alzheimer's decline? But the guy goes there, literally you're talking about entire families burned alive, friends witnessing this, you know, 1,000+ individuals, locals, many of them children, still not found. There's all these bodies in the water yet and all this and that. And so then Biden shows up, Frederick, and starts to reminisce and babble about how once there was when he was living somewhere, and I'm paraphrasing now, and there was a kitchen fire, and he was worried that maybe his Corvette would be damaged, right? Literally, he said something that inane. And Sam, if you could play clip one, because this is a courageous citizen's response to Pedo Biden's speech in Lahaina.
It is almost impossible to believe that this guy, that this old man, this Walmart greeter, this fake installed president. One, why the fuck is his wife with him wherever he goes? We didn't hire this person. I didn't hire you, Joe. You're a traitor. I know what you are. I know what Kamala is. I know what the Democratic Party is. And I know that we have a constitutional crisis of epic proportion. But hearing you talk about your house that, you know, had a little fire, you almost lost your cat and your Corvette. There are children that were incinerated to ash. You fucking old man. You vile human being. The only way you feel you're able to communicate and you have some kind of, you know, you're so out of touch with the common man, you don't even understand how to speak to them. The only way you think you can establish commonality with them is to lie. That the same thing happened to you, no matter what the tragedy is. Your son wasn't killed in action, by the way. Your house didn't burn down. Your children weren't burned to death. How dare you get up there and speak this way? Your job is to go there and assuage them in a way that you talk to them about their loss. That you can't imagine what it's like. That you can't imagine what it's like never to find the bodies of the poor children that were sent home from schools that died alone. Alone. In fear. Without their parents or a guardian. That the most abhorrent thing happened. You're a disgusting, despicable bastard. You're too old. You need to step down from office. Maybe the cackling hyena behind you, maybe she'll rise to the occasion. She can't even form a coherent sentence. This is an outrage. An outrage. It should be, we should just rebuild the goddamn thing the way it was. When you hear the psychopath, the first thing out of the governor's mouth was, oh, we're going to reclaim the land for this or for that. Who the fuck are the people we hire in government? And if there's any truth to the matter that this idiot held back the water, he should be sent down to Guantanamo Bay. Never to be seen again. It's just outrageous how we behave in this country. There's no adults. an event, no matter how tragic, there should be men that are able to rise to the occasion. In 5 seconds, you should know what to do. You should understand the right thing. You almost lost your cat. Go fuck yourself.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's the kind of passion you like to hear in a sane American. Frederick, your thoughts?
Joe Biden loves his son and his Corvette. So I think that's what we have to remember. That seems to be the Mockingbird catchphrase now. Anytime somebody criticizes Joe Biden, you have to immediately say Joe Biden loves his son, Hunter. You know, it's like saying 9/11. You know, back when 9/11 spell would just cancel any criticism. Oh, yeah, this is, you know, a great rant, this guy, and just what an insult it was how Biden handled, you know, first the delay of even acknowledging it, and then, you know, basically stepping in it and interfering more with the, you know, disaster efforts because of his needs than, you know, anything benefiting the actual people there, and not addressing any of the concerns that people have. Yeah, you know, people, you know, want to know why these things happen, especially, you know, the guy with the equity water. You know, it's like, oh, the sacred water can't be used to save children's lives by putting out fires. You know, it's like, who is this guy? And all I heard was he got slightly demoted and moved to another department, but that's as far as it went. You know, and it's like, who's being held accountable for this? And, you know, just the failures, you know, that many failures, it's not coincidence anymore. This is an operation, and it needs to be exposed, and, you know, the players exposed, and their in-game exposed. And but, yeah, as, you know, the thing with the, you know, the Nevada shooting, that, you know, all the parallels Ms. Patricia Aiken was drawing last night of the Nevada, which she covered in great detail. And then, you know, comparing it to what happened here about the people being locked in, not being able to get out, deliberate misinformation of telling the parents that everybody had been evacuated, so there's no chance that their children are still in the homes, only to find the charred remains of the children in the homes, you know, and family pets, you know. It's just insane. So this was just an evil event, and just, you know, hopefully we can expose who is behind it and for what purposes. But that this was, you know, they're immediately saying, well, we'll, you know, rebuild into this prototype smart city to bring, you know, Chinese social credit score to America. You know, here, Paradise Island, it's like, you know, this is something out of a bad Irwin Allen film from the 70s. You know, that we're going to build this little utopia playground. Nothing can go, was it Westworld? You know, we're going to build Westworld on Maui, nothing can go wrong. Nothing can go wrong, right?
We're coming up to the bottom of the hour break, Frederick, so we might as well give a Hail Victory salute to none other than Kyle Rittenhouse, who 3 years ago showed he was remarkably well-trained and handled a situation where a degenerate child rapist, radical Jews, three different ones tried to kill him, and he fended them all off, and he did the world a favor by protecting himself and eliminating two of these subhuman pieces of Zionist shit, or communist shit, I should say, same thing, really. But hey, good for you, Kyle. I'm glad you're still alive, because you're a credit to our race. Thank you, Kyle. And stay tuned. More of the Sane Asylum with the Victory Lap for Frederick C. Blackmore, who's bowing out after tonight.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
I've been selling my soul, working all day. Overtime hours so cats can chew my pay. Sitting out here and have my wealth taxed away. Watching the school turn my kids gay. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me who named the Jew. Wish normies would wake up and see that it's true. With the yids, living in the Jew world. Where the ghosts own, cause the Jew men in Jerusalem, Lord knows they already have total control. They tell you what to think, they pray over your food, they show your kids porn, cause it's the way of the Jew. Cause the culture ain't shit, and it's subverted to no end, cause the Jew men in Jerusalem.
All right, that's what should have been the real Oliver Anthony song. That's, salute to Handsome Truth and his crew, man. Those guys do the best, most biting parodies around. That was great.
That was brutal. That was awesome. Yes.
That was so good. Yeah, that was so good. Yeah, that was really something else.
8,000 calls going out to the ADL as we speak.
Of course.
Get Nosferatu on the hotline. Did you hear what they just played?
you gotta stir the pot, right? If we don't, who will? So welcome back. Again, those are some awesome commercials. There's some new products. It's really cool that the republicbroadcasting.org store keeps vetting and finding really excellent products. And if you can, please go and buy some, because it costs a lot of money to run an independent truth radio network 24/7, 7 days a week. And you know, the charismatic founder and leader John Stadtmiller, he had a Rolodex, he could raise the Benjamins, but since he's been gone now, you know, over a year and a half, it's a struggle. And so if you made a bunch of money in crypto, or maybe you're a trust fund enjoyed some largesse that way, please donate. And if you really want to help, set up a monthly subscription donation so they know what their cash flow is. But there's a lot of great stuff in that store. But if you want to keep RBN on, one of the true real bastions, there's so many amazing hosts, so much amazing information shared every day, 7 days a week. Please donate to RBN if you can. All right, Frederick, so let's see.
Well, can we've I throw got something out here?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That, you know, I think Pepper Cave, the cottage industry Pepper Cave, should consider advertising on RBN, because after what went down with the Overland Park Farmers Market Stasi of New Kansas, I think that a lot of the RBN listeners would be happy to buy Pepper Cave products. I don't know if you've been following this at all, the story of this guy getting thrown out of his local farmer's market because of stuff he posted online, and this self-appointed Stasi who had a position on the Overland Park farmer's market basically doxed him and got the whole town involved, you know, just to take this guy out and publicly shame him, right? And meanwhile, his online stuff is just going through the roof. So,
oh, that's awesome. Good for him. That's yeah. Just it. These woke psychos. And yeah, man, if you know, RBN has a lot of reach in a lot of places. If you're in Kansas and you're near his actual physical business, or you know that guy, try and get him hooked up with Sam the producer or some of the other folks during the week. That'd be the perfect place, man. He'd make some money. RBN would get their little taste. That what a great idea, Frederick. That's awesome. But you know, that leads to Sam, if you could cue up clip number 6, that leads to lately this whole tranny and Sanny and this woke nonsense, this child grooming and child raping stuff is kind of falling off the front page, because everybody had so much of it. There was a lot of pushback, and so the Jew media is covering other things, trying to distract from how the huge fail of this pride stuff. And it's going to get worse for those deviants and those degenerates. But check out this black guy, man. He's on the street protesting, if you were to go to YouTube and watch this. But he just owns this faggot who's hassling him. And listen to who this black guy identifies as. This is really good.
I am not racist.
I will not lie to you.
You are the stupidest human I have met.
Okay.
Okay?
So I will.
So what's your cause? What's your cause?
Well, first, what's your position?
I'm gay.
I am too.
What is this? Why does it say one man and one woman?
I'm the happiest man in the world.
Why does your sign say one man and one woman?
I'm 100% gay.
Why does your sign say one man and one woman?
Because this is the right natural way.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Why are you
I
having...
think words are being... Words don't mean
Turn
anything
around.
Today.
Turn around. Marriage always one man and one woman, so you're saying that gay people can't get married?
I don't believe in special rights.
But you're black.
And?
How could a black person be a bigot in this country?
Well, I'm not black. I'm a white lesbian.
Okay,
yeah.
Really?
I mean, a boy could be a girl, really.
No, you're making a mockery.
No,
so
you're making a mockery,
no.
Sir.
So why do you believe then that, what about before civil rights and that black people had to drink at different fountains?
I know, was that wrong?
Yeah.
It was legal.
No, you got your civil rights, which is wonderful.
No, wait. It was legal.
I'm not a racist in any shape or form.
I'm not a racist either.
Well, you're a black bigot.
No. I'm a white lesbian.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Address me as a white lesbian.
Oh.
I'm not black. A boy could be a girl, and a girl could be a boy. So if I want, I'm not black. So if you talk to me, you address me as a white lesbian.
Okay, white lesbian.
Okay, now we can talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have never seen a white lesbian that's obviously a black man that's bigot.
Oh, I never seen a man that is gay based on science.
I was born gay and I'm proud to be gay.
What? So when the doctor said, "Congratulations, Mr. Johnson, you have a 5 pound, Mr. 6 ounce, what? Gay man? Gay male?" No, because you're not born a behavior.
I'm born who I am, and you were born black.
Look, see? See, I told you I'm a white lesbian, and you won't acknowledge me as a white lesbian.
Because
but you
you're
want
not.
Me, so you're not gay.
You're making a mockery.
No, you're making a mockery. No. And this is it's just, okay, it's, Sam, it's just artificially...
That is the way, in my mind, Frederick, that's the way to handle the tranny and sanny and the LGBTQ WTF madness of these deranged, mentally ill, self-abusive, child-grooming, child-raping lowlifes and their attempt to seize the moral high ground. Your thoughts?
Oh, well, North Kakalaki just had the Charlotte Pride Parade weekend. That's now a whole weekend outside of Pride Month. You know, the Queen City of Charlotte, you know, now has to have their own special Pride thing. And, you know, they were touting in the papers that their Pride Parade was the biggest annual parade in Charlotte, right? So what they're saying there between the lines is their Pride Parade is now bigger than the Charlotte Christmas Parade, right? And basically it was just this big groom fest of mental cases shrieking at everybody and acting like it's Mardi Gras and that they're in the land of I can do anything I want and nobody can do anything about it. And if you have any problem with anything we're doing here, then you're a bigot and we're going to report you and ruin your life. You know, and this is the mentality that they're under. And it's just insane. And, you know, it is that this used to be until 1974, you know, we still consider and a crime in this republic.
Right, exactly.
How quickly that happened because of, you know, homosexual Jew terrorism. You know,
yes,
there was no change in science. It's basically, you know, this yet another gang of, you know, chicken swingers started terrorizing all the people who could make decisions. And suddenly that got, you know, lie by omission. It was just silently removed from the DSM manual. You know, and so suddenly homosexuality is no longer a mental illness, you know, and you got all this bad Marxist dogma of, oh, I was born homosexual, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, you probably had a bad experience from somebody who was grooming you because that's the parasitic nature of this culture. You know, you recruit people because you can't have children of your own.
Yep. Exactly.
Of course, now they let them buy them. Like, and, you know, those two homosexual guys that bought those children, adopted them, and then were probably, you know, making child porn with them and got caught. Go figure, right?
Well, you know, the statistics I've mentioned on previous shows that I came across, I have the report somewhere, is that 8% of heterosexual parents sexually molest their children. I mean, that's sickening and way too high, but you multiply that times four and it's 32% of all lesbian couples molest the children under their care, and 28%, I would have thought that the butt blasters would have been higher than the rug munchers, 28% of gay men abuse the children under their care, but you're still talking four times more. So why do you let these degenerate, mentally ill parasites anywhere near innocent little children? And it is beyond me. But Sam, if you could cue up clip number three, if you were to watch this guy in the video, man, he is freaky looking. I don't get what these people do. Where literally every inch of your body is a tattoo, right? I don't know what. Why in any way you think that is appealing or attractive. It's so bizarrely freakish, but that's this guy. But he makes an unbelievable point about how the bizarre nature of reality has shifted so much. And listen to this, Frederick.
I remember when I was growing up, I was like a mega punk rocker, and I was just super anti-establishment, super anti-system, oppression, stupid laws telling me how to think, how to live my life. People trying to dictate what I do, you know. I was like super punk rock when I was a kid. Like, I had a whole mohawk. It was like a foot tall. for like most of my teenage years. You know, I grew up in New York. And, you know, I realized it's kind of funny. You can't really be a punk rocker and be a liberal anymore, because that has become the establishment. So if you want to be a punk rocker, you by definition have to be a conservative. It's the weirdest thing. And, like, you know, I know you're probably going to get all mad and try to defend your point. Like, oh, well, they're Christians. Like, that just makes you the bigot, strangely enough. So, good on all you Christians for being real punk rockers while the world has gone ultra-establishment, ultra-oppression, ultra-government overreach. So, yeah, you can't be big government and be a punk rocker. That makes no fuck. I remember.
How about
when I was
that, Frederick? He makes a great point, and it's so true.
Yeah, yeah, the punks today are the ones out there raising gardens and chickens and having kids on a homestead. You know, those are the real radicals, you know, and refusing the clot shot Jew jab. But yeah, it's so strange. Cause, well, you and I, you know, went through the whole punk thing, and and then, you know, in hindsight, saw what it really was versus what we thought it was.
Indeed.
And you know, that was just another, you know, attack against, you know, the cohesive nature of our society. And but now, you know, the thing about being the radical and the person that the government's going to come down on is, you know, the conservative. That's, you know, pretty interesting observation. And it's fascinating to me, being in a college town, Appalachian State University, that, you know, this, the draconian authoritarianism all of these liberal college kids have, especially during COVID. I mean, they were holy terrors. If you know, just, they just bought into it hook, line, and sinker.
So
and
true.
Thought, and they just think it's their job to impose social justice on Watauga County while they're here attending classes. You know, it's just amazing just how brazen they are with their arrogance and, you know, hubris and such.
Indeed. Well, you know, there's something very dark on the horizon. And Sam, if you could cue up clip 5, and this is these globalist parasites believing that they can wield the power of Big Pharma and their transnational corporations and control of the government to literally intensely censor social media, right? That's now a law in Europe. So listen to this, Frederick. This is unbelievable that the Europeans are putting up with this.
Hate speech and disinformation online. This is what we're all fed up with, right? In the European Union, a groundbreaking new law is coming into effect this week to tackle exactly these problems. It's called the Digital Services Act, or DSA. The big cleanup pushes platforms like TikTok, YouTube, Amazon, Instagram, and Twitter, now known as X, to actually change their services. TikTok will introduce new ways to report illegal content with categories like hate speech, self-harm, misinformation, and scam. On Facebook and Instagram, European users will have the option to view stories and reels only from people they follow. Users will also get more transparency over what they see, including insight on why they're shown specific ads. Companies that don't comply with the DSA could face billions of euros in fines and, in the worst case, a ban in the EU. With the new rules, the European Union is seen as a trailblazer in the movement to clamp down on tech giants. Experts believe that Europe's changes could have global impact.
You know, it's no sense of irony there, Frederick, that a Chinese trader is reading that news story.
Oh, is that just not the irony of all ironies there? But yeah, this DSA and the whole thing of hate speech and disinformation, you know, in a free, open society, there's no such thing as hate speech. It's all free speech.
Yeah.
And disinformation, we're, you know, supposedly part of that system that says, let all the things be seen and we will determine amongst us what is true and what is false. And so this idea of some, you know, gaggle of Jewish American princesses at Twitter/X can decide that no one needs to hear anything I have to say, and so they can shadow ban me because they don't like my words, you know. That's just a completely different ballgame. It's like, you know, why can't the world see my hate facts? Oh, your hate facts are our disinformation. And there's also a feature, I think, in part of the bill where users will be able to report content directly to the police and to groups like the, you know, their equivalents of the ADL. So all these, you know, Politruk. You know, so this is basically the, you know, Bolshevik commissar Stasi system again of just, you know, ratting everybody out. You know, they turn, you know, they turn everybody against each other. That's the, their thing is, you know, you let you and them vote. But, you know, tip of the hat to Mr. Andrew Torba of Gab, because he basically told them to go pound sand when they sent him all of this demands, and basically said Gab is an American country. We will provide content of everything that is legal in the United States. And so you can just see that Gab will probably be blocked by every ISP coming into Europe soon. You know, got to protect those people in Europe, right, from all that disinformation from free speaking peoples. So back to you.
Well, I'll tell you, I keep waiting for the what I consider to be heroic English, Irish, Scottish, Italian, French, even the Germans, the Swiss, the Dutch. To say enough is enough to these Jew parasites and this European Union nonsense that's enslaving them, and it's just crickets, right? I mean, they're literally allowing their borders to be wide open, allowing these Jew parasites to be running millions of illegal military age men and other 60 IQ subhumans to flood their borders and do nothing about it. Well, maybe, Sam, if you could queue up clip a number 11, the one courageous Brit, and I know there's many others who have had enough, so hopefully soon they rise up and take their countries back. But listen, this guy, this is a good rant.
What's fucking pissing me off now, ranting Nui, is the fucking men in this country. How pathetic are we in it, yeah? You would rather, yeah, worry about your bullshit life, yeah, and fucking getting money and all this made-up bollocks, yeah, than actually stand with your fellow countrymen and your fellow people in this island. Mate, we've got an invasion happening of 1,500 people a day coming in. We've got them poisoning our food and water supplies. We've got them taxing us at every fucking corner. We don't have freedom of speech. You have no right to protect yourself. You have no right to protect your family. There's CCTV cameras everywhere that will only record your death. You've got ULEZ going on in London, prohibiting the poorest people in the country freedom of movement. We've got fucking... They're on about bringing in 15-minute cities. Most of the parliament have even said that they're fucking World Economic Forum members. They all go to the fucking Bilderberg group, which is always a week before the G1, G2, G5, whatever the fuck it's called, summit. These people, yeah, so corrupt. It's unbelievable. Now, if you're a working lad in this country, we need to stand together. No matter what religion you are, no matter what race you are, fuck your bullshit life, fuck your crap job, innit, yeah? I work 6 days a week and I work my fucking ass off. And I know a lot of you guys do the same, innit? Why are we doing this? I ain't bothered. I ain't work shy. I ain't work shy at all. I love fucking working. But we need to protect our fucking country and our families, man. Yes, if you go out and do shit, you might get nicked in it, yeah? They're going to kidnap you and put you in a cell in it, yeah? They're not going to kill you. What's the worst they can do? We need to stand up. We need to do something as men, yeah? If you class yourself as a man in this country, you fucking need to do something, innit? They're indoctrinating our kids. They're feeding us shit. Like, people, man... Like, I am fucking so fuming. I have loads of people commenting on my things, and I have people commenting and going, why aren't you going to do anything? Why am I not going to do anything? Because if I go out here and start making KN03, it's gunpowder, bombs, yeah, and start blowing up pylons and shit like that, yeah, I'm going to fucking jail on my own, innit, yeah? If 1,000 people start doing that, they can't nick us all, innit? So we need to start doing something, because at the end of the day, yeah, we're letting our women and we're failing our women and kids. I'm failing my daughter. I'm failing my missus by letting this shit go on, innit? And you're failing your families as well. But even if you're a single mom, innit, do something, speak out against something, even if you don't want to go on a fucking mad one and get nicked on some stupid shit, yeah. Start speaking out against things, share videos, tell people, try and convert the sheep. People are telling me it's pointless converting the sheep. No, it's fucking not. Because if nobody converted you, you wouldn't know shit. You know what I mean? I'm self-taught. I taught myself at 13 all this bollocks. Because my dad's a bit of a conspiracy theorist. So that's where I got it from, yeah? So start looking into shit. Start sharing shit. Start telling people and men of the country. We need to start banding together, man. And we need to actually do something, innit? Because
It stops with us. We need to protect our villages, boys.
Well, Frederick, I think he is spot on 100%. Your thoughts?
Oh, definitely. And that's the thing that, you know, you and I have been on about this for years and years now, that this is going on in every white nation, that yep. they have an agenda of white genocide based on their doctrine of their plan, their end game for a new world order, and there's no place in it for Western civilization. So they have to tear it all down, and then they're going to build back better. And I'm again it. So, yeah.
Man, well stated. It's amazing to me that he makes the point that if one guy does something against the globalist state, you know, they're going to be all over you. 1,000 people do it, all of a sudden, that will spread like wildfire. And that's the only way to do it. I mean, these globalist, illegal, installed governments with the Build Back Better, with the great reset, with the Jew World Order nonsense, that they don't have the numbers. And so I think we have time for one more clip. It's clip number 16, Sam. This is a civil rights attorney who is woken up and no longer is concerned with the civil rights of an individual. She gave a rousing speech about the globalist tyrants currently running the corrupt and fraudulent federal government and how they're preying on children. And she's trying to rouse people here in the United States. So listen to this.
We the people is how the Constitution starts. A magistrate is a person that operates under authority. They have power. They are higher magistrates and they are lesser magistrates. The founding fathers of this country understood that there's going to come a point in time where the federal government will need to be checked. If not, they will become tyrants. And that is what's happening now. So, the Declaration of Independence says that everyone, by virtue of being a human being, has the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The federal government, too, the federal government, their purpose is to protect the rights of those citizens, the rights of us to our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. The third point of that document is, if they fail to protect its citizens and enforce those rights, the citizens have a right to revolt. You understand? We have a right to resist, and we have an obligation and a duty to do so.
You understand? No, no.
Every great leader knows, every one of them, even the bad ones know, that if you want to affect the country, you go for its children. When in the world do we start using children as bulletproof vests for us?
Yeah.
When in the world do we start testing things on children?
Legal shield.
It's us first. And when you come for our children, you have started a war.
All right. Yeah. We need a lot more people like the Brit and like this attorney. It's time. We cannot allow these satanic parasites to do any more damage. So stay tuned for hour number two. We're going to open up the phone lines and your final chance to talk to Frederick on Sunday night. Stay tuned after these messages.
RepublicBroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio, and what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.